Hello Virgo, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, July the 15th and the whole week ahead. The moon's in Aries today and linked to Venus in Gemini. So this is one of those days when it might be a weekend, but you know what? If you can concentrate on career or work-based things, this is a very, very lucid day. It's a very fertile day for coming up with ideas and thoughts on how you can better your chances, from improving your image to improving your knowledge. Either way, it will work in your favour. Here's your Sunday stars. The moon's in Aries now. There's a number of things that you need to deal with, mainly your sex life, strangely enough. Well, I say strangely enough, I don't know, but that's what these stars say. There's something strange, there's something odd about what's happening to you with your passions and desires. Maybe you're attracted to somebody you wouldn't normally be attracted to. Or maybe your passions and desires and sexuality isn't getting through. But it's a day for personal self-examination and debate. Here's your Monday stars, a difficult aspect, because it's Venus squaring Neptune. That is delusion. And the problem with this particular aspect is being deluded. And it could well come through somebody that you're very fond of, a partner, spouse, a colleague, friend, whatever. Unfortunately, what they want for you is not necessarily what you want for yourself. But don't let them create a mirage where you go into a situation and once you get there, it'll feel like a weird dream. Here's your Tuesday stars. I love the Venus trine Jupiter aspect around you for so many reasons, but most of all because of one word, joy. There is a lot of joy around this aspect. It's very good if you are career motivated for your ambitions. It creates opportunities, but also if you go after anything that is opportunistic when it comes to career or work with these kind of stars, you can land yourself a plum role. Here's your Wednesday stars. Lovely link between Mercury, your ruler, and Saturn. And it's particularly good if you've got things to think about as well as things to do. And that is connected to your home and family and domestic affairs more than anything else. You see, this aspect represents security and stability. And if you haven't got that emotionally or domestically, then now is the time to put things right. Go under the carpet and see what's there and sort things out. Here's your Thursday stars. Mars is going to enter your 12th house. So the next 2 years is the beginning of a new, very emotional period for you. Your emotions and feelings over the next 2 years are going to change. And over the next 6, 7, 8 weeks, you'll find yourself drawn almost compulsively, perhaps even obsessively, towards a person or a situation that wouldn't usually be you. Yes, you're changing. And those changes are happening deep down inside. Here's your Friday stars. Put the Sun and Uranus together and you get extremism and also a fanatical energy. The problem with this aspect more than anything is doing things all of a rush and all of a sudden. And that's what you've got to steer clear of. Be very careful of a friend who really wants to put you in a situation to save their own bacon, and you mustn't be involved with people who are suspect and who are on the wrong side of the law. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.